Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 9:05 on the clock. We got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We're going to tell you about a bunch of more fun things coming up. Right now, let's dive into some entertainment news. And we have to start on a bit of a melancholy moment here, okay, because we have to say goodbye to somebody very well loved and liked, the great Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
She passed away, thankfully, peacefully in her sleep yesterday morning at about 1:30 in the morning. She was 96, but only 5 days away from her 97th birthday.
Aww.
Lansbury is best known, of course, for being the great Jessica Fletcher and the CBS drama Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
I think you can make the argument one of the more recognizable and really greatest characters created.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, I was really waiting for them to like have a special episode where they bring her back just once, you know, and they explain why every time she showed up somewhere there was a murder.
That's totally where I was going to go with that.
She was on the show for 12 seasons, and she was nominated for an Emmy for it every year, but never won.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Overall, she was 0 for 18 at the Emmys, but she did win 5 Tonys and got an honorary Oscar in 2013. She was actually nominated for the Academy Award 3 times in her career.
Wow.
The nominees were for Gaslight in 1944, arguably her greatest work. To me, just my opinion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Picture of Dorian Gray from 1945, which was spectacular. And I forget about this one all the time because of the names that are in the movie. But The Manchurian Candidate
from
1962,
yes,
which if I'm not going to say Gaslight was her greatest work, The Manchurian Candidate may well have been. Mm-hmm. It's one of the more scary performances I've ever seen, her performance in The Manchurian Candidate. Like, it's not a horror movie,
no,
but her performance is downright scary.
It's sinister. It's one of the most sinister things you've ever seen.
It is the same Angela. Like, if you've never seen these things that we're talking about, it's the Angela Lansbury you've known to come and love. It's just her doing it with different dialect and different dialogue, and such a performer's performer. I mean, an actor's actor, if there ever, you know, one of the most that has ever been, that is Angela Lansbury.
Absolutely.
And one of these people, too, that seemed to be so giving of her time. The other thing Angela did, of course, and she's remembered so well for, is playing Mrs. Potts in Disney's original full animated Beauty and the Beast.
That's right.
Yes.
That was something that she kind of did for fun. She really didn't put too much stock in it. She certainly did all the preparation that she did for every role she ever had, but she really wanted to do something for her grandkids and do something that would be fun for younger audiences and everything. I don't think she had any idea, or anybody could have had an idea of how big that would be, where there are at least one or two generations out there. You mentioned Angela Lansbury. They don't think of anything else. That's the first thing and the only thing they think of is Beauty and the Beast.
And we kind of blew past it really quick, but 5 Tony Awards.
Yeah.
That was her first love. That was her first thing, was theater. I mean, she did, you know, The Voice stuff. She was, you know, Murder, She Wrote. She was in those movies early in her career. But she was known mostly for the theater. She was a great song and dance person. And I mean, she was amazing. So, yeah. And she was just great. I just can't say enough about her.
Mm-hmm. A big thank you to Miss Lansbury and everything you gave us as entertainers, as entertainment, and just, you know, inspiring the rest of us too. I
mean, yes, indeed.
And her legacy will live on.
Yeah,
yes, it
definitely
will.
Definitely. And don't you dare think about remaking Murder, She Wrote. I don't care who you got. I don't care who you're thinking. Don't stop it. Stop it right now. You knock it off, Hollywood. You knock it off. Leave that alone. That show's perfectly fine the way it was.
Indeed.
Another interesting note here, and this is, again, a little bit melancholy for some, maybe. I don't watch it, so it's not really pertaining to myself or a lot of non-reality show watchers, but Blake Shelton announced that the next season of The Voice will be his last. He's been a coach since season 1, which premiered in 2011. Season 23, my God, they've already got 23 seasons.
23?
Wow.
Jeez.
It'll include new coaches Chance the Rapper and One Direction member Niall Horan and the return of Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Apparently, Blake says in his statement, "I've been wrestling with this for a while, and I've decided that it's time for me to step away from Voice for the next season."
Okay.
More power to him.
Go back to your... exceedingly successful recording career. Yeah, I think you'll be okay. Yeah.
Boy, poor Blake. What will he ever do with himself with that or his beautiful, successful wife and everything?
He's got nothing to go to. This was his only thing.
Somebody keep an eye on Blake. Somebody keep an eye. Make sure he's doing okay.
Just call him once in a while, okay?
I'm a little surprised he didn't do it sooner.
Yeah, me too.
Part of the reason people do these shows is certainly, creative fun and all that stuff, and to build your name, to build your brand.
Yeah,
I never heard of Blake Shelton before that show. Mm. I know his name and know what he looks like now, and I couldn't tell you one song of his, but I know, and it's all from his reality, not just his reality TV stuff, but his stuff with Gwen Stefani and all this stuff and everything. This is a sneaky, it's an entertainment story disguised as a good story of the day.
Okay. All right. Okay.
There's a country singer named Megan Stout from Kentucky who jokes that she moonlights as a 911 dispatcher. She's released four songs that she's recorded in Nashville, and I don't know how much she has, but I got to imagine she's sang to some people on the phone a little bit here before. her day job, her real job, is being a 911 dispatcher, but on the side, she's trying to become a country artist.
Oh, wow.
And she's got a handful of songs out there, and one of them, Love Songs, I believe it's called, is really beautiful. She's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
I just listened to it just for the heck of it, and great song. I was only going to listen to a little of it, ended up listening to the whole thing.
Wow, cool.
Wow, nice. Sucked you in.
She's really talented, and how cool is that? it
gives
us a chance to send a shout out to all of our dispatchers.
Yes.
A big thank you to all of you. We appreciate
such
you so
an
much.
Important job.
We do not get enough times in society to compliment or tip our hat to our dispatchers. So I saw that as a good story to be able to do that. And it's kind of cool that she's doing this.
That's really cool. Yeah.
More power to her. I hope she becomes a household name.
Yes, me too.
I hope her star just
keeps
shining.
What's her name again?
Megan Stout.
Megan Stout.
S-T-O-U-T.
All right. Good job, Megan. You're awesome.
Keep going.
And I certainly wanted to take a moment to touch on a couple of things here locally. We sort of danced on this one a little bit earlier. Both Seth and Melissa have projects, one ongoing, one coming up with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We can't talk entertainment, not talk local. That's our bag. That's what we do around here is support local and put the spotlight on local.
Mm-hmm.
So as Seth was telling Phil earlier and touching on a little bit, the Odd Couple is going into the end of their run here.
Yep.
They'll be back on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, 7 o'clock shows, 2 o'clock matinee on the 15th, that's Saturday. Seth, how are you? You've mentioned a little bit that you've been enjoying this, but you'll be happy to kind of say goodbye to the character.
A lot of work,
That kind of thing. With that, how is the cast? How is the vibe with the whole team? How has that been going? How has that been gelling?
It's been a really remarkable thing to watch. Just from the sidelines, as someone who's done it before, a lot, I've done it with a lot of different groups and all that, a lot of different casts, of course. But man, it's so much fun to watch people of all different kinds of experience level come together as a unit, to come together as like a living thing almost. You could almost call it that.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're doing, when you're on theater, of course, you have the set script and, you do keep doing things over and over again. You're almost moving without one of those parts firing correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't work. It doesn't work so well.
Yeah.
You get in. And people who've been on stage know this, okay? You know a part really well. You know a show. You know everyone else's lines. Well, not quite, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know a lot
you're
of the stuff.
You're familiar with them.
You're very familiar. And it goes, but then someone misses a line. And it's jarring.
Yeah.
It feels very weird. Now, how you you walk through it, you help out your fellow people, you cover if you can and that kind of stuff. And then the flow gets going again. But that's why it feels like it's a living thing, because anytime there's a little snag or something, you feel it. Everybody feels it. It's like we all, the exact same time, we're like, whoa, what happened? And then you go. But I've loved seeing some of the new people that have never acted before in their life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a shout out to Keith Schultz, who has never, he just recently decided, to teach a class. He was nervous to teach a class standing up in front of people. And he said that's kind of what gave him the courage to try out for this show.
Nice.
And he has done a fantastic fantastic job. And now he's got the bug and he'll never stop.
Yeah.
Which is what happens. So
this is Keith, what happens.
We all warned him too. It was like, Keith, sorry, you know. Yeah. Sorry, you're stuck now. So
you've got a similar thing with somebody like our good friend Heather Sayers.
That's right.
Who Heather hasn't acted in a long time and being getting to back on stage and everything. Yeah. And just in the couple of rehearsals I was in, I thought she was doing great. I can't imagine where she's at now. That's cool.
It was a joy to watch. I enjoyed every moment of that show. And Seth, I got to give you props and compliments because I really, really, truly enjoyed your performance. I thought you did fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Appreciate it.
And I could encourage everybody to come out and see it. You got four more opportunities. Don't miss this one.
Yeah, support local, support the arts, everybody. Artists supporting artists is what we do. And we have such a good community when it comes to that. And oh, yeah, it's hilarious. You're going to have a blast.
You will. It's very funny.
You're gonna have a really good time.
Yep.
It's fun. And you may get that bug. You may be sitting there in the audience or after the show and thinking about it and everything. Well, if you're looking for an opportunity to itch that scratch, Miracle on 34th Street auditions with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater coming up Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th at 6:30. The production itself will go on in December. Miracle on 34th Street is going to be directed by the great Susan Egren, directed both Seth and I. And
me as well. Yep.
I wanted to say that she did. I didn't want to. Yeah, I thought so. So the three of us know. I mean, one of the best directors in our community, certainly one of the best directors at WRCT. And again, one of these people that's a real actor's director. Susan works with you, 100%. not against you.
Yeah.
And she just has such a vast knowledge of all things theater that it's fun to just chat with her.
Oh, yes. No kidding. She's amazing.
I have never worked with Susan, whether she's directing me or acting with her, and not gotten better as a performer.
Yep.
Like, every time. She's also really good at bringing in new people and helping them adjust.
I was just, man, you were right on, man. Synergy. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say, I think Melissa had the same with you. The first show you did was with Susan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with me. She made me feel so good.
Yeah.
So comfortable in that first show. You know, I don't know anybody, and this is the first thing I've done here. And she was just marvelous to help with new. But it doesn't matter if you've done it 100 times or no times. She is right there. She will help, and she's wonderful to work with.
If you're looking to get on stage, backstage, whatever the case may be, maybe you even just want to come down for auditions and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Encourage you to do that. Again, Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th, auditions are held at the Centralia Center, the WRCT Theater. Just stop on by over there. That's also how you can get your tickets for any of the shows coming up as well, or you can go to wrctheater.org. I also wanted to mention that on October 27th and 28th in the Studio Theater, the Silver Foxes Fall Review Friends and Family Plan will be going on. We love supporting our Silver Foxes.
Yes.
Great work over there by them.
They've put on fun shows.
Absolutely.
WRCT's annual Halloween fundraiser dance party going to be coming up October 29th. Dancing, costume contests for all ages, games, prizes, refreshments, and lots of Halloween fun. Featuring DJ Beetlejuice and the Noctessan Witches. I always say this wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
Some of our favorite people
bunch of witches.
Some of our favorite people are those witches, and they're awesome.
It's going to be fun.
October 29th, 4 to 10, this will go on over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and the Centralia Center Riverwalk. That is fun. That is going to be a great one. Just to wrap up this great conversation, guys, I mentioned the Studio Theater. Tim and I work together closely behind the scenes, whether it's producing stuff or commercials or any of these kind of things. And one of the things that Tim is so excited about is using that Studio Theater more. Last year, Mystique had a great show that she did there.
Constellations. That was fun to see.
Yeah. Just remarkable. Some of the better acting I've seen at WRCT happened in that show. There's a lot of these kind of things in the future for us when it comes to people that love to take in entertainment or just love to act. And it's going to be so much fun coming up on November 18th and 19th. All the Ways to Say I Love You. The play is going to be directed by Michael J. Laskowski. Melissa, am I saying that right?
I think so.
Laskowski. Yeah, it seems right. Maybe we'll have Michael on the air with us so we can ask him
ourselves.
Great.
Yeah, that'd be
fun.
Seth was talking about how, the great camaraderie that's happening between the cast. Well, the cast in this show that's coming up, terrible camaraderie.
No chemistry at all.
None.
This is... This So
I'm totally kidding.
Melissa,
I like this, myself.
I'm glad you do. We like you too, Mel. Melissa is doing this as a one woman show. Mm-hmm. There are very few things that are more impressive to me than seeing a person take on a one person show. I don't care what the level is. I don't care if you're doing it outside of a on the sidewalk outside of the studio here, or if you're doing it on Broadway, wherever you're doing it. It is remarkable to me to see people do this. I've only done it once in my career, and that's probably it. I don't know, especially with the way my brain is at now. I don't know if I'm capable of even doing it, even if I wanted to. Melissa. Well,
we're going to find out if I'm capable of it.
a couple of questions here about this, and I don't want to press you too much. We'll certainly talk about it more as we get closer to it. But what made you want to take on this particular project? Because this play, for those that don't know, is he a little bit of a an area? It goes into areas that we don't hear in plays very often, that we don't hear in society very often talked on.
Yeah, it's edgy material. We'll put it that way. Honestly, the reason I got into Tim asked.
Right on. There you go.
Tim asked me if I'd be interested, and I read the script, and just the challenge, honestly, is what has attracted me to this as well. I always want to do more theater. Always. Life circumstances don't always allow for that, and especially with what has recently happened and my moving away and being not at Rapids anymore, it would be very hard to do a full-on show, attending rehearsals every night. But by doing this one, I'm able to rehearse with my director over the phone, over Zoom, well, not Zoom, but over the computer, and we're able to work on that way, each in our locations, because he's in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
So he's guest directing for this show, and while the material is not for everyone, this is definitely not a show for children, and it is not a show for people who are triggered by certain things, and as you said, we'll get more into this as it gets closer, but it's something that shows humanity at a raw level. And what people, you know, what real life, it talks about the realities of life.
Wow.
It's a brave it's a brave choice for one, Melissa, to take on the show, and it's also, you know, very brave to me to take on a one person show.
Yes.
With that being said, how is it going with the memorization and under, you know, pacing yourself with a one person show?
Well, you know, having done one rehearsal so far, we are only meeting once a week, which as it gets closer, I may say, you know, maybe we could we do this a little more? Because feeling a little alone over here. But I would say I'm very, very familiar with the material because I have, you know, I've had it for a while here. I've been working on it a lot. Going to have to do more. I'm honestly, I'm a little nervous about being able to get completely off book.
Yeah.
Because I don't have, you know, I don't have anybody else. It's just me. If I lose my spot, it's not like I got cast members to rely on to get me back on track. Right. Or, so, anybody want to run lines with me, just call me up.
I'm working on cue cards, Melissa. I will be your cue card person.
Thank you.
I appreciate you sharing all that and the transparency, the honesty with it, too, because as we're trying to encourage people to do this, I think it's important to note that, hey, we get nervous, too. Hey, we struggle,
We
too.
We do, yeah.
And the three of us have been doing this a long time, and it still happens. I said it to every student I've ever had. Whenever they ask, when do you stop getting nervous? The day I stop getting nervous is the last day I will ever perform at all, period.
Yep.
If I'm about to go on stage and I'm not nervous or turn this microphone on and I'm not nervous, I know that, all right, my time's done. I've wrapped. I've been doing this too long.
You got to do a quick self-check and make sure. Wait, am I breathing?
Yeah, exactly.
So I genuinely believe that hesitancy you hear in Melissa's voice, the catches that you heard in Seth when he was describing about the run here and that's what makes us good at this.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that you care. It shows that you are engaged, that you are invested. Nerves, anxiety, stress, these things, these are labels that we gave it as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That whoever got to be the first one at all this got the chance to label these things and give them definitions.
Right.
They don't have to be. They're what you interpret them as. And I'm not making light of genuine stress and trauma and anxiety. But when it comes to performing, every single good performer I've ever heard of, I've ever met, has felt it.
Yes.
You're not alone. You're not. It's a part of the game. It's part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And
it,
to be fair, most roles aren't going to be 23 solid pages of dialogue.
Right.
So you don't need to be as intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Again, for all these things that we've been talking about, go to wrctheater.org to find out more. I encourage you to support local theater, support the arts, and enjoy yourself. All these things are great performances. You can get your tickets the day of the shows or at wrctheater.org. We'll come back and get into a That Ain't Right story and have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. And when we come back from after Melissa's news, we're going to get into a list of things that are cooler in movies than in real life.
That sounds like fun.
It's a fun list. It's a really fun one. But we got some That Ain't Right stories that I want to get to first. And just to touch on this one, a 56-year-old guy in Florida named Paul Sinclair is facing charges after he robbed a bank on Monday and used his finger as the gun.
What?
He walked into a Chase Bank in Largo, Florida around 1:30 in the afternoon, went up to the teller with his held his hand under his shirt to look like a gun. He told the teller, open the drawer, not push any buttons, all that stuff. She complied, but didn't have that much cash in the drawer. He only walked away with about $120.
Jeez.
Cops tracked him down 10 minutes later and arrested him. One of the quickest arrests they've probably ever had in their careers.
I was going to say 10 minutes. Wow.
One of the lamest robberies in human history.
Yeah.
Okay, but at least he put something over his handgun.
Yeah. Stick his finger like that.
You know?
That's
what I was picturing when you said it.
That $120, not only is he facing felony robbery charges and jail time, but he's going to be held at his bail is $10,000. $10,000.
Oh,
it's $10,000 bail, and who knows what his fines are going to be or anything
like
that.
Oh, yeah.
And he this criminal mastermind got away with $120. Like, and he didn't even get away with it. He got like 5 minutes out of the building.
So not worth it. None of it was worth it for the what.
And I gotta say, doing this stuff in Florida right now. I mean, come on, man.
Come on.
That ain't right. That ain't right. That is just
problems.
Messed up.
Yeah,
a lot of things going on down there. Definitely want to send a shout out to all of our listeners in Florida. We have more than I realized. Over the years, we've heard from some of them from time to time. But I'll be honest with you guys, probably about four people. I didn't realize it was in double digits the listeners we have in the Florida area, because we over the years have had some longtime listeners. So WFHR moved down there too.
Yeah.
So there's some of that down there. So we say hello and a good morning to all of our friends in Florida and wishing them well. Hope things are going are getting better every day down there.
Yes, indeed.
So.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back after Melissa's news and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us and starting your day out here. We're going to make sure to make it worth your while. We're going to have some fun, keep you laughing, keep you informed, keep you up to date on all things weather-wise. It's raining. There you go. No,
it's raining here too now.
It's raining everywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah,
umbrella day. It's an umbrella day.
Yeah.
Anybody else realizing right now, I don't know where my umbrella is.
Yeah.
I just realized that. I have no idea. I have one umbrella and I don't know where the heck it is. I got to find that puppy. I wanted to touch on this really quick. Of course, most people know Halloween is on a Monday this year and coming up at the end of the month as the 31st tends to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why I added that.
That's good. Just in case you don't know, it's a reminder.
that random month where it shows up in the middle.
Right, right.
It's very confusing.
We go from the 12th to the 31st instead of the 13th. It's the people who did the calendar is a little dyslexic, a little... we are going to do something fun around here where we're you know, in theory, we're still hoping to. I shouldn't say we're going to do this for sure, but it looks like we're going to dress up, the three of us, because that Monday show, it's going to be this version of the show, Melissa, Seth, and James. Mm-hmm. It's going to be where we get our morning show gang together here. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. I've talked to a number of listeners about this that are more excited than the three of us combined about the idea.
Really? Okay.
So, misery loves company. I want as many people to get in on this as possible. I want as many of our listeners to join us, dress up while you're listening to the morning show or going into work or going about your day. We all know that adults have kind of taken over Halloween a little bit. Just don't tell the kids.
Yes.
Well, because why wouldn't we? Costumes and candy? Come on.
It's fun.
It is kind of like just set up perfectly for us.
It is. Yeah.
I want you guys to not only take pictures of the kids like we all will, but get pictures of the kids, pictures of yourselves on our Facebook page. I want our Facebook page flooded on Monday. Just flooded with I want to shut down Facebook. I want so many messages on our Facebook timeline. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and show us your pictures. Show us your dress up, what you're dressing up as. And the winner will win because we'll go ahead and have some fun with this. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pick necessarily the greatest costume, but maybe the one that stands out the most or we think is the most like unique or most creative or something.
Yeah, get on there and like the photos then.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's how one of the ways we'll be able to tell is by how many posts have likes on them and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we'll be talking about this a little bit leading into Halloween, but I just was thinking about this, chewing on it over the weekend, and I think, you know what? Let's do this. Let's have some fun with it. We want to interact with our audience more. As we talked about before, we want you guys to be able to call into the show here more, doing like that kind of thing more.
Yes.
And another way that we have to interact with you is, of course, social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to have some fun with this one. Get your costumes ready. Get an idea. And I should mention, this isn't just us here on air. Our staff here, if they wish to dress up, are more than welcome to.
Let's do it.
I have not seen many people do Halloween better than our own Steph. Like Steph Schmidt, like she, Steph knows. Like I like to think that I do Halloween pretty good, and then I met Steph, and like just blows me out the water. She's very good at this. So hey, we want everybody to get involved in it. If you want to, no pressure, no guilt or anything like that. If you do, you do. You don't, that's fine. But let's go ahead and have some fun with this one, everybody.
One of the best Halloween things I was ever a part of was at a place of where I worked, a bank, many years ago, where we did several members of the staff dressed up as the Addams Family, different members of the Addams Family.
That's great.
Oh,
it worked
fun.
Out. Just guess who I was. Just guess. Yes.
I don't want to do it.
Just do it.
Uncle Fester.
No.
No.
Gomez.
No. Were you Gomez?
Lurch.
Gomez?
Lurch.
Because I was the biggest guy there.
Oh,
so it's got to be Lurch.
Okay.
Although it's fun to say, you rang, you know, the deep voice. Though. Yeah.
That is fun to say.
Nice.
Really good stuff. That's great. That's good to hear. And we'll be talking more about this as we lead up to All Hallows Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got here things that are cooler in the movies than in real life. Movies can make anything look awesome, but movies lie to us all the time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Here are a few examples of things that always look fun in the movies, but not so much in real life, like exploring a haunted house or a sketchy place. You know, where the criminals live. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like. Every movie that I've ever watched as a kid growing up with my dad, every movie that did this, my dad would make it a point to almost stop the movie if he could to just tell me, now, Jimmy, you never do this, okay? Don't be one of these people. I'm like seven, and I'm looking at him like, you know I know it's a movie, right, man? Like I'm thinking in my head, but it was a big deal to him.
Yep.
Well, having done that personally in real life, because I grew up out in the country and there were some places like that where we could explore.
Ooh.
The thing to watch out for are rotten floors and rodents and bugs.
Yeah.
Now that could be scary.
Yeah.
Rodents can be scary.
Nobody's ever gotten a bit by a ghost. You know, a mouse, a rodent, that'll bite you.
Yeah.
Rat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm. I want everybody to put their mature hats on. Put your mature hats on for this next one.
Why do you always make us do that, James?
I got it sometimes. Sex on the beach. Yeah. now, like you were just saying with the previous answer, Melissa, I can touch on this one. Okay. And it was horrible.
So God, we're not talking about the drink, right?
No, no, no.
He's talking about the act.
The actual act. And not only is it messed up and wrong, but it's not fun. It's not fun. It's borderline dangerous.
Sand in your naughty bits?
Yes, yes.
You can say one word, sand.
Yep, yep, that's it. That's
you know, you go to the beach now, you see where sand gets.
We don't have... right, exactly, Seth.
Imagine
exactly.
Taking your clothes off.
I've still got sand on me, and I don't know. And this happened when I was like a teenager. No.
Now let's go back to the hygiene conversation we had.
Yes. No, from here to eternity, lied to us.
Yeah, not sexy at all. Yes. Not sexy.
Yes, one of the greatest scenes in film history.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. But
those
lying
poor
to
poor actors.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, you hear them talk about it in interviews years later and everything, and they couldn't breathe. Because their mouths were closed from their, and the water's like rushing up on them, and it's all cold and everything.
Yes.
It's interesting to hear
as
them talk
about
it.
As unsexy as you can get.
Yeah. Being a salesman, it's not all fancy suits, slick back hair, and carrying a briefcase. It's not, more times than not, it's more closer to Glengarry Glen Ross, probably.
Ooh.
That's one that I think most people kind of assume, kind of get that one.
Yeah, most of us know sales is a difficult job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have such a respect for good salespeople.
Yeah, me too.
It is one of those things I am not good at, and I respect people that can do it so much.
Yeah.
Training montages. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. A billion times, yes. Can we just retire that?
Please.
It should have been retired in the 80s. Like, because every 80s movie that existed, even if there was no training involved, had a training montage.
Yeah.
It had one. Just thrown in there. E.T. All of a sudden, there's like a training montage. Like, what's going on here? Why is there...
Or...
Rocky.
Yeah.
Or they find a way to do that in real life.
Yeah.
See, I want to get in shape. And just give me a montage, okay?
Yes.
Where's my montage? And then I'm done and I'm buff.
Five minutes.
Boom.
5 minutes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Dieting.
Rock, 5 minutes in a rock song that we've already heard 10,000 times too much. And that's all it takes. Like, yes, I'm with you, Seth. If you can make that happen in real life, then I'm okay with
We're okay with it, yeah.
Otherwise, let's move on.
Please. Yeah.
Flying in a helicopter. It's not a smooth ride. There's a constant vibration, and you have to wear ear protection because it's so darn loud.
Yes.
And you cannot hear yourself think, let alone the person next to you.
Anything like that, no.
An apocalypse. Admit it. You wouldn't know how to survive without running water or electricity. Just admit it.
Yeah, let's do it, everyone. It's not. Why am I thinking of the postman? That's like the worst example ever.
It is one of the worst, yes. but that's fine. That is an example.
Or how about Mad Max?
Yeah, another
one. Okay, they have no resources, except they always seem to have gas for their cars. That one I don't get.
Gas and hairspray. And hairspray.
In the 80s, yeah.
They are always able to have the mohawk.
Yeah.
Like somehow they're able to still shave the side of their head and have hairspray to grow a mohawk. Oh, and makeup, like because they've always got like the makeup stuff
exactly,
on
everything. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I was a big fan of the Mad Max movies as a kid, and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome is one of the few sequels that I feel like almost trumps the first one.
Yeah, right.
But Tina Turner in that movie, not only is she glorious and acts well, and she looks too dang good to be in an apocalyptic world.
Seriously,
there ain't no darn way she looks that good in an apocalyptic world.
No showers. There are no showers in the post. Just to remember that.
Being pursued by someone you're not interested in. It's not funny or romantic. It is harassment and stalking.
And scary.
And messed up, yes. Melissa, it sounds like you've been a part of this. I've had this happen to me. I mean, it is not fun. There is nothing romantic about it. And I'm the most foolish romantic person you'll ever hear.
There is an absolutely brilliant short film out there that is called The Very Thin Line Between Cute and Creepy. And it does that. It's a split screen movie.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, there's two different couples. The guy does the exact same thing in both one. Her reaction is the exact opposite in each of the things you're watching. It's exactly what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. If you get a chance and you just see if you can find it online.
I gotta look that up.
It's great. Yeah. It's amazing.
What's it called again, Seth?
I think it's The Very Thin Line Between Creepy and Cute, or Cute and Creepy, or something like that.
That's a good title. It's an excellent short film.
Yeah.
Line.
Yeah.
Preparing a giant breakfast for your partner before work. I mean, they'll probably take a bite of toast, but they're heading to work. They got no time to eat that. Sausage, eggs, toast, pancakes, a little bit of something on the side, like a piece of fruit or whatever. And
right.
Food and movies. Food and movies always kind of made me scratch my head. But then I figured out why it was so weird. And because I was like, they get a glass out, they pour some milk in it, and they pour like a quarter in there. And I'm like, why don't they just do like a normal person? And I realized, oh, takes.
Yep.
You have to do multiple takes.
Yeah.
So that's why you take the smallest sip and you take the little bit of food because you know you're going to have to do it over and over again. Ah, now it makes sense.
Paul Newman didn't have eggs for over a decade.
After Cool Hand Luke.
To speak to what you're talking about there, the amount of takes that he had to do with that scene. For those that don't know, a famous scene in Cool Hand Luke where he, you know, eats a ton of eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs,
Hard-boiled eggs and stuff. Well, he's actually eating those. And it took, like, that was pretty much like a half a day filming session because he would get bloated and get too, like, full and everything. Didn't touch an egg for, like, 10 years, I guess.
That would make sense. Yeah.
That's
ruin
Paul.
Eggs that, for somebody.
Yeah, I know. That's sad.
He's one of the greatest actors of all time, too. Yeah.
But it is one of the easiest inconsistencies you could find in movies.
Yes.
True. Very true. And it's just not it really is kind of silly. I don't think anybody doing it nowadays seems even sillier because we just know so much better.
It's true.
There's some other good ones out there too. Are there any that you guys were thinking of during this that aren't on the list?
Just any action scene? I mean,
yes. Yes.
Where you know you guys got fights. Okay,
yeah.
James, you of all people know better than anyone that if you're in an actual fight with someone, it's nothing like you see in the movies.
Yeah.
It's
very
very different. It doesn't look cool. It's it's painful. It's awful. It's just it's not it's nothing like that.
I can't even. I lost track a long time ago about how many fights I've been in, and I can tell you one thing I do know. Nobody won any of them. There's never been a winner. There's never been a – we both lost every single time.
Mm-hmm.
We both lost. Even in fights that I didn't take many punches or anything, I lost that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you violence is one of your first things to go to, certainly. And the punching hurts. Punching is hard. You're not supposed to punch. Our fists were not meant to do this.
Punchers and punchees, both. It hurts both of you. Yeah.
They never show you that in the movies. Every once in a while, you'll see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, it's literally every punch is going to take a toll on your wrists, on your hands.
Yeah.
That's the other thing they don't talk about, the way it has an effect on your wrists.
Wrists, because that's not very,
And the healing process is never as smooth as it is in the movies.
Got a couple of cuts on your face. No, you're like broken noses and... concussions and come on.
I'll throw one more in there. The way that they depict gang life in mob movies, both of those, as somebody who has been in, had my foot in both of those worlds, I have my respect for them in their own light for certain things in certain ways. That's a deeper conversation, but they do have their place in those areas. And unless you're from those areas or that area of life, you don't really know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. But at the same time, they have been romanticized ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
And to a point where if I don't even tell people anymore about any connections I have with any of them, people on the other side of the tracks or the old traditional, the family business, if you will, because the way that they, that's so cool. Like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
You think we wanted to do that stuff? We didn't want to do those things. We did those things as a last action.
To survive,
To survive and everything. Have a day job. Work at a factory or something like that. That's a lot better. There is no loyalty in the gang. Like, the way that they depict the mafia life especially is disgusting to me. As an Italian, as somebody who comes from that walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no loyalty in the game. There is none of that. That never existed, let alone nowadays and everything. That stuff, I will say, that is some stuff that stands out to me.
That one is, I think you're right.
And the biggest one, the most important one, kissing. Kissing in the movies is every time it's smooth, every time it's great, and it happens pretty good in life. Oftentimes, kissing's awesome.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But then more times than not, you're going in for that romantic, beautiful kiss right as you're saying goodbye to each other, and your nose is smashed.
Yeah,
or
your teeth click together or something like that. Right,
or you get like half lip, half cheek. Like, you ever done that one where you close your eyes and you're going in and you
like, oh, we totally missed.
I once hit a girl's ear. I went, I don't know.
How did you do that? No, that's funny.
I don't know if I actually did.
Totally. Wait, real quick before we go to break, I got to say, James, you totally set me up perfectly. Seth faces the music this week.
Oh.
Songs about kissing.
Really? Really?
Yes, it is. So I had to throw that out there. I had to throw that out there.
Be sure to catch Seth Faces the Music every Sunday, 5 to 8.
6 to 8.
6 yep. to 8. 6 yep. to 8. Great show. 6 to 8. We'll take a break.
This kiss.
Nice. Well done, Mel. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Mel, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. The next time the three of us are going to get together on the show here is, I believe, next Wednesday, Seth?
Next Thursday,
by the way. Next Thursday. Next Wednesday. That's what I wanted to say. Next Wednesday, Katrina Hintner is going to be joining us.
Yeah.
Nice.
She'll be kicking it up with us on the mornings and starting our day off. And, of course, Katrina is going to be joining us along with her brother, Steve, in just a little bit from Family Natural Foods to kick off Morning Magazine for today.
Yeah.
But next Thursday, when Seth, Mel, and I get together, we're going to get into the most popular breakfast food the year you were born.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
This is one of
that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It's been a fun one. And just one of the many things we will dive into.
That's great.
It's going to have some I'm going to have fun with that one. I did want to mention, as I said, the gang from Family Natural Foods is going to join us in part one of Morning Magazine. And in part two, we'll catch up with our friends from Encourage. Kim Shields will be here, and she's bringing in Sue and Lori from the Material Girls Club. So we're looking forward to that.
Quilting. Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to those. Stick around for all of that. As we dive into good stories of the day, one of our everyday good stories is our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And they have McDonald's Day, a United Way Day at McDonald's today at our Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's from 7 to 7 today. Get some Mickey D's in your life and help support all of these local initiatives and programs that the United Way is a part of. A big thank you to our United Way. Send a shout out to them and wishing them a good morning and hope things are going good over at the Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's.
Yes.
Got another one here. A rodeo bull jumped into the stands at an event in Redding, California, back in May and injured six people.
Yikes.
One of them was a 25-year-old named Paige King who got trampled, but ended up being a good thing. Emergency room doctors did a CT scan to make sure she didn't have any serious internal injuries and ended up finding thyroid cancer.
Wow.
Luckily, they caught it early, and she's undergoing treatment.
That's good. Wow. Oh, wow. Interesting story.
Yeah, they wouldn't have found that otherwise.
No, probably. They probably wouldn't until way late.
There's so many, like, I shouldn't say so many, but there's so many times I've heard stories like this, and I just find them remarkable every single time.
It's just
incredible.
It is.
Here's how you win your next re-election. A small-town mayor in Georgia named Eddie Daniels saw an SUV stalled on a set of train tracks on Saturday and ended up saving the driver and all three of her kids.
Oh my gosh.
He got mom out, then saw three kids in the back seat, age 1, 3, and 6. He got the last kid out just as the train hit.
Oh my.
Eddie ended up with a broken ankle and 8 stitches in his hand, head, but everyone else is okay.
Oh, wow.
Just be a hero. Wow, that's amazing.
So you do that. I mean, do you really have to even show up to the debates
no,
or anything
you don't.
Like that? I mean, do you really have to just like...
The person running against him probably should have just get. Oh, I'm giving up now. There's no way. Are you kidding me?
I don't mean to make light or anything like that. I'm glad that everybody's and stuff. But I do love the idea of politics going so far that instead we don't do attack ads anymore. There's no more debates. It's just, hey, what have you done heroically? what heroic acts have you done?
How many kids have you pulled out of the river?
How many people have you saved?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like that, actually. I kind of like that idea.
It would be better than what we have now. Put it that way.
It feels like something. Maybe we should give it a shot. Maybe we should just run it down the court. Just see how it goes.
Or mud wrestling. Those are the two choices we should go to. Yeah.
I'm with you on this, Seth. Definitely. That. Or we have them decide, you know, those big sumo things they put on?
Yeah,
the sumo suits. I want to see, I really want to see this for the presidential election. I really want to see it for that.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be must-watch television
there.
You want to get people, maybe that's how we're going to get people to finally care about voting.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we can have more than 30% of the population showing up for the presidential election.
Yeah, right.
I hope nobody's listening to this conversation.
No, you're so right, Melissa, yes. 8 skydivers in Florida broke a world record by doing a synchronized jump where they all held hands. 8 wouldn't normally be a lot, except for the fact that they were all 80. above the age of 80. We did this story the other day. Just kind of a recap the story. Everybody's doing okay. Some of our, a couple of our listeners asked a follow-up to this, how everybody was doing, if they sort of, you know, handled the jump, any bumps and bruises, any breaks or anything like that. Doing some reporting, looking at a couple of different sources, reaching out to the original source. I am happy to say that everybody was perfectly fine.
Good.
Not even a scratch on any of those participants.
Excellent.
Because you see people when they land after skydiving. That's jarring.
It can be very jarring, yes.
Yeah.
I saw a video the other day of a jumper and got his or her, because you never see their face, their parachute caught up. And it's happening in real time because they've got one of those GoPros on them. So they're trying to get unwrapped, and they literally get unwrapped just in time, like about 10-20 feet before they hit the ground. Just enough. The parachute
to slow their fall.
Yeah, just enough to where I think she had like a broken ankle or something like that. But that's it. Man,
wow!
I got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's crazy. So insane. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. We are going to get out of the way, but another good story of the day is all of you, the greatest listeners in radio. Thank you so much for chiming in, hanging out with us. A big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil joining us, of course, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center being here, and all you guys are so good at listening and being just so loyal and such good people out there. We really, really can't thank you enough. I started off my day today answering an email from one of our listeners that couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been more kind.
Yeah.
I really appreciate y'all.
Good way to start the day.
Yeah. Seth, Mel, you guys have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
You guys be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here on, well, Seth, you tell them.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.